Was ich nicht mehr Savi Murray, I come in so Pilchus, was ich nicht mehr Daniel Chain about Yehoshua Falk. Also, I'd like to mention one of my Talmidim in Eretz Israel. His name was Yosef Newman. He's from Muncie, who was Nifter yesterday, Levaya today in Eretz Israel. And he was a wonderful young man from, he grew up in Muncie and then he moved to Eretz Israel. He was married, family, and, this year also should be Lazekhanishmasa. Okay. So my Talmud here of Joseph Miller just helped me with the machine. He one addendum to last week's shiur, 2 weeks ago shiur about the fish. So he said in this is a Sefer Shulchan Lechem Haponim from Rav Yaakov Rokeach. He lived, he told me, from Tov Kuf Tzamech to Tov Resh Nun Aleph. And there's a phrase in that sefer that says, "Ha'ochel dag, biyom dag, nitzol min hadag." If you eat dag, if you eat fish, biyom dag is Shabbos because Shabbos is the seventh day, and three and four is seven. So if you eat dag on the seventh day, you will be nitzol min hadag. You will be saved from dag din gehenim. You will be saved from din gehenim. After I told him I gave the shiur, he pointed out this to me. So I said I should say it over in the next shiur. So ochel dag, biyom dag, nitzol min hadag. So at the Shabbos table, after your wife gives you a good fish, he'll tell her ochel dag, biyom dag, nitzol min hadag. So what are we going to talk about today? I'd like to talk about a little bit. Rosh Chodesh Shvat is coming up, right? Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Tu B'Shvat, Ilonos, and things like that. So I'd like to start with a Tosfos in Brachos, and we'll tie it into Peiros HaIlon as well. So Tosfos in Masechta Brachos. On Lamed Chesamet Aleph. Lamed Chesamet Aleph, the Tosis Hai Duvsha. He asks an interesting question. And maybe we could see what you have to say to this question. He talks about beer, Shechar, beer. And we know beer is made from, many beers made from grain, right? Beer is made from grain. So the question is, how come you don't make a bore mine mizonos on beer? If it's made from grain, you should make a bore mine mizonos. And that is Tosis Kasha. How come you don't make a bore mine mizonos on beer? What would you say? Any suggestions before we see what
It
Tosis?
changes. It changes its form, and the only other liquid that changes form with wine has its own bracha geffen. So I would say, you just do shakal, the catch-all.
Catch-all. So the shackle is the catch-all, but the question that we should have a separate bracha on shackle, when to make, because the shackle is not, the Gemara says that you eat, you drink shackle for to quench your thirst, right? Letzomo, as opposed to if your bone chas v'shalom is stuck in your, sometimes you're chewing something too much. And you took too big of a piece, so you take some water to pass it down. So the verse says, if you're choking on something, and then you make shahakol, and it's not letzimaon, so that's a question whether, that's the last Gemara. In the sixth parak of Brachos, it says, "Ashosemayim you make a shahakol lafuki l'man umtsa." If you have a bone that's stuck and you're, oh, but so that's the question. The catch-all bracha of shahakol, but why should we make a catch-all bracha of shahakol if maybe it's not supposed to be a shahakol? So it's catch-all bracha of shahakol maybe is b'di'evit, right? B'di'evit, in other words, you could be yotze, but when you make shahakol on a piece of meat, that's l'chatchila, because that's the bracha. But if you're going to make a shahakol and on something else and just say, oh, it's the catch-all bracha, we wouldn't do that l'chatchila, right? The catch-all is, you know, b'di'evit, yotze with the catch-all bracha. There's a chayadam that says that maybe borei mini mazonos is a catch-all bracha. You know why? Because he says that mazon, everything is mazon except for mayim and melach. Mazon. So there is a shita of the chayadam that borei mini mazonos is a catch-all bracha. So that was Tosis Kasha. Why don't we make, so Johnny wants to say maybe that it was changed its form, right? So it's changed its form. You can't even, it's not even noticeable, the mazonos. So let's see what Tosa says. Tosa says, Hacha lo havi behu mamish tzorim. Similar to what Johnny said, that it's just the tam, but there's no mamashus. I think that's what you were saying. There's no mamashus of mazonos. And then he says, "Od b'shtia omer shahakol." So then he makes another comment, and he says that whenever you drink something, you make shahakol. So Rav Shechter is very into this tosis that shtia you make shahakol, and in fact, in other words, on all, well, Rav Shechter always says that all beverages you make shahakol. All beverages you make shahakol. So even though maybe technically you should make mazonos, but since it's a beverage, you make a shakel. So as Rav Shechter defines beverages to mean what? To mean something that you're drinking to, like, to quench your thirst. You know, you're thirsty, so you're drinking it, so that's a beverage.
Soup? A soup.
Oh, right. So soup, right? You're not drinking soup necessarily to quench your thirst, right? So that's why in the Gemara it says that soup might be an adama, right, or something like that. That it wouldn't get but the big question that Rav Shechter likes to discuss, based on his understanding of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, is that, you know, Rav Chaim Volozhiner was from the, you know, the Talmud of the Gra, that's on the Misnagdim side of things. So, and we know that Hasidim, like on Shabbos morning, like to make Kiddush on schnapps. Like to make Kiddush on schnapps. Right. Well, you have that Polish background. You know, you make Kiddush on schnapps. In fact, and they have two chidushim. One is they make Kiddush on schnapps, and then they don't drink a revis, right? They have the shot glasses. The 1 ounce shot glasses based on the poskim that say that it's, since it has a chashivas, so even doesn't have the shear, that's sufficient because it's a chashiva drink. So it's just a chashiva. So that's what Hasidim do, right? I'm sure you've seen it many times in your life, the shot glasses, and there's what to rely on. You know, a lot of times Hasidim, you know, people like to critique, but Hasidim and Hagim usually always have makoris for them as well. You know, sometimes the non-Hasidish and Hagim need more questions sometimes than the okay. But so Rav Shechter claims to, based on this Tosis, and he thinks that's the pshat in Rav Chaim Volozhiner, that he critiqued the Hasidim for making Kiddush on schnapps. Because schnapps, what? You don't drink for quenching thirst. So therefore, Rav Shechter claimed that Rav Chaim Volozhin is saying that really you should make a borei minei mezonos on schnapps, because Tosas says the kasha, why don't you make a borei minei mezonos on beer? And Tosas says the answer is because one of the terutzim is either the terutz that Johnny gave that it's no mamashus, but the other terutz is that an all shtia you make shahakol. So if an all shtia you make shahakol, so then and Rav Shechter defines thinks the pshat of shtia means you had drinking it to quench your thirst. So then if schnapps you're not drinking to quench your thirst. So then that's not called shtia. Like we say, like I think Rav Shechter mentioned, we say we eat soup, right? Like the, right? You know, even we take a spoon, the soup spoon, right? To eat the soup. So therefore, maybe it's not called shtia. And therefore, if it's not called shtia, it doesn't get a shahakol. And then Rav Shechter thought, Rav Chaim Volozhin is saying that you should make a borei minei mezonos on schnapps, because really you should make a borei minei mezonos on beer and then schnapps. It's just it's then shtia you don't, but maybe this is not, that's what Rav Shechter says from Rav Chaim Volozhin, this is not called shtia. And the others, as Rav Shechter pointed out, the Kosher Glover has a tshuva holding not that way. And he holds, like other than the body holds, that no, if it's a liquid, it still could be called shtia, even if you're not drinking it to quench your thirst. And the Hasidim obviously hold that way, that you can make a shahakol even on schnapps. There's a story they told from Rabbi Bick Zatzal, Rabbi Moshe Bick. You know, Rabbi Bick was a big paisik, and as well happened to be mishpacha with Rabbi Bick through my wife's side of the family. Rabbi Moshe Bick was a build, but it's interesting that Rabbi Bick was from Mezhbezh originally. He was from Mezhbezh, that's where the Baal Shem Tov was for, in Mezhbezh. But he, as his nephew Rav Yosef first told me, that he was from the Ashkenazi Kehila in Mezhbezh. He was in the Ashkenazi Kehila. So there was Ashkenazi Kehila in Mezhbezh. But Rabbik, like Rav Heinemann once said about Rabbik, he had this mix of Hasidisha and Litvisha. He was a Talmud of Moshe Soloveitchik. So it's brought down from Rabbik that there was once a Kiddush that he wasn't sure about the kashrus of the wine. So he made Kiddush on schnapps, Shabbos day, presumably, but he had a revius of schnapps, because he didn't want to rely on the shita that the shot glasses are good enough, and therefore he had a revius of schnapps. So I guess you have to be able to hold your so this is the but Rav Abadi Shlita, Rav Yitzchak Abadi from Lakewood, he's of the shita that no, that the Iker Teretz of Tosis is not this idea, is that what Johnny said originally, that it's just latam, there's no mamushus of the mezonos, and that's the reason. But in a chaname, it doesn't need to be a beverage as long as you're drinking, derech shtia. So then you could, then you don't have to make a shahakol on that. And the reason why we make a shahakol anonymizonos on the schnapps is because what? Is because there's no mamushus in the schnapps, but not because that you need shtia. Because in Hanami, anything you drink could be called shtia. I mean, maybe. And you don't necessarily have to be something that quenched your thirst, and that's the minhag of Hasidim, is to make a shahakol on schnapps. And again, as I told you, the two chidushim in the Hasidish minhag. One is to make a shahakol anonymous onus, and one is that even though they don't have a shear of revius, they still will go ahead and make that. So Rav Abadi has an interesting shita that he writes here in the Sefer Or Yitzchak, that he say he holds that on fruit juice, or that you should make a bar pere eitz, because and that seems something that the Chazanish seems to speak about as well, because see, so Johnny pointed out it's changed, the form has changed, right? Bar pere eitz, it doesn't look like a bar pere eitz anymore, but the Rashba has a shita. The Rashba shita is that if something was planted, see, if it's planted to eat the orange, that's what it's planted for, and then you change it and you squeeze it, so that's called a change, because it was planted to eat as an orange, and then you decided to squeeze it and eat the, and have the juice, so that's called a change. And if it's a change, then you might not be able to make a bari pri appropriate eitz, maybe just the shahakol. But the Rashba's word is that if something is planted to become, like today we have orange juice oranges, right? It's a whole industry of juice oranges, right? So those oranges are planted to be juice. So then the Chazanish discusses that maybe that's not called a change, because that is planted for that, and therefore, maybe you should make a bari pere eitz on orange juice. So that's what Rav Abadi writes in his Sefer. He thinks, and this is a whole discussion also about chocolate, right? Those are the two things that the minig is to make a shahakol on both of them, and I'm not here to try to change the minig and change what you do. I mean, if you've been doing that, which I'm sure you have been, so please keep doing it. But there's what to say. The Chazanish has this based on the Rashba, and Rav Abadi thinks that really is the Ikar Halacha, to make a bar pere eitz both on orange juice, especially if the orange juice was made from oranges that were planted to be juice. The oranges were planted to be juice. And he says, So Johnny said before, let's be safe. Let's be conservative, right? We'll make the shahakol and we'll be conservative, right? This way, what do you have to lose, right? So Rav Abadi has a tshuva in the Or Yitzchak that no, sometimes to be conservative could backfire. And he gives an example. Say you eat an orange, right? Or you eat an apple, and you make a bar pere eitz, and then you want to drink orange juice or apple juice, and you're going to make a shahakol. So Rav Abadi says, so that could be a bracha of levatala. Because if it really, the bracha of orange juice is ha'eitz, the orange juice is ha'eitz, so then you would yotzei with the original ha'eitz. When you made this, say you made it, you ate an orange, you ate an apple, and now you're having orange juice. And then you have an orange juice. So one second, excuse me. So then if you made an eitz on the apple or the orange, and now you're gonna have, so what would we normally do? We would orange juice and make a shahakol. So then that could be a bracha levatala, a bracha shein etzricha, because you're already yotzei meikar adin. So you want to be conservative and say you cover the shahakol, but here being conservative might cause to be a bracha levatala. That was and then he gives another case of sometimes a person drank water and he made a shahakol, and then he wants to drink orange juice after that, and he doesn't make a bracha. So question is whether the shahakol, you see over here, he made the shahakol on something else. So question is, when you make shahakol on something else, whether that would pater this as well. So it's not so simple that this idea, but this is the idea of we discussed that making a shahakol. So that's the question of. So we're saying that we're. You know, and another thing we should point out, you know, Chodesh Shvat is coming, and Tu B'Shvat, and people, you know, like to get special fruits for Tu B'Shvat, and they should make a Shehiyanu. So there's one thing. Maybe we mentioned this once before, but we should say it over again, that people have an erroneous concept of Shehiyanu, and that is they think if I didn't have something within a year. So I make a shachianu. So the post can point that out. Shach mentioned, others mentioned that it's nothing to do with you. That's the idea. The idea of shachianu is because Shach pointed out is that the fruit went out of season, and now it's back in season. So it's not because whether I had it, you know, in the past year or not. That's what people think, right? That's the erroneous idea. People think, oh, did I have this within a fruit or not? So the poskim seem to say that's nothing to do, as Shachar pointed out, nothing to do with you. It has to do with it went out of season. That's why the Satmar Rebbe said that maybe Bizman Hazeh, that everything is imported all over the world. So nothing really is out of season, because if it's out of season, it's still imported and things like that. And maybe so the idea of making a shechianu on a fruit, I would be very hesitant to ever make a shechianu on a fruit, because first of all, it might not go out of season, and it's nothing to do with you whether you had it or not, and also. There's a discussion whether this Ravabadi points out that there's a question whether Shechianu you only make on things that you have Simcha on. Rav Shechter likes to quote in the Tziv that Shechianu fruit has nothing to do with Simcha, it's just going out of season. And even if you're not, but because like when we buy new clothing, Kelim Chadashim, so if you, right, we talked about Johnny or Talis, we spoke about that earlier, right? The talus there. So Rav Shechter points from the Netziv that that could be by fruit. It doesn't have to do with Simcha, because it all has to do with you live to the new season, so to speak. So it's nothing to do with Simcha. But if everybody holds no, all Shechianu has to do with Simcha. So therefore, if you're having like sometimes. I mean, you know, we all had little kids on Tu B'Shvat. They would bring some, you know, the boxer stuff, all that stuff that we could hardly choke on, you know. And there was no simcha, believe me, whatsoever. So it would be very dubious to say that you could make a shachianu on these things. That's why I tell you on Rosh Hashanah that we get a new fruit. So I always believe that the Iker is because we hold that really you still could make it on the Yontif. This is a backup. It's just a backup. If you really needed to make it on the new fruit, it would be Achenvei. It would be a big shayla of a bracha of Atala or a Safik bracha of Atala. And who wants to make a bracha of Atala in Rosh Hashanah? So the Iker halacha is that you know that you can make a bracha on the yontif. But George, you would say something?
No, I was going to say I was sure it's almost like a sfeik, a sfeik at yom, right? And sfeik whether you say the bracha or not. So it's not sfeik brachos lahakel here. It's like a sfeik.
Yeah, and you should know it's much better for Rosh Hashanah to get yourself new clothing. Then you have. But even that, you should know, is a big problem, because how could you make a shachianu on something else that has nothing to do with the Kiddush? words, you're making it, in other words, let's say you can't make Shachianu on the Yontif, right? Because it's on Yom HaRichta, and you can't make a Shachianu. So what right do you have in the middle of Kiddush to make a Shachianu on something else that has nothing to do with the Kiddush?
So, Rabbi, we do this on Purim. When we make a Shechianu by the Megillah reading, you're supposed to have in mind Mishloach Manot and Matas Yavyonim, all the mitzvahs you're going to do the following day, to have those in mind when you hear the Shechianu by the Megillah reading.
Right.
So that's a raya that you can have in mind other things that aren't related to the Kiddush or mitzvah of the time.
Right. So again, the same idea that most probably that's just a backup. But you're really saying it on the Megillah. It's just, you know, it's just because you hear the kasha. But because if it has to do with something else, it's a hefsek. You can't just make a shachianu in the middle of Kiddush. I'm making a shachianu on this new tie. But what right do you have to make a shachianu? Normally, we make Bar Pi Hagafen. We make Mekadesh HaShabbos or Mekadesh Yisrael Vazman, right? There was a hefsek, but that's part of the Kiddush, so it's not called a hefsek, right? And then we're going to make a shachianu on the that has to do with the yontif, right? But if you're making a shachianu that has nothing to do with anything, that's a hefsek. So what right do you have to do it? So one of my talmidim, we once Rav Yonas and Talik, he once pointed out that if you look at the original source in the Maram, I think Maram of Rutenberg says the original idea of making a shachianu on Kiddush, you know what it was? It was on new wine. New wine. So that was what you were making Kiddush on. So then you can make Shechianu right then and there. But if you're making a Kiddush on a new hat, a new, there's nothing to do. That is a hefsek. And if you look at the original source, you'll see, as my Talmud pointed out, Yonas Antalki, I printed it in one of my Sfarim. This teretz of Yonas Antalki that and that's the because it's a big shaila that you're making a shechianu on something that has nothing to do with anything. So we do it not that we really need to do it. You know, if we really need to do it because of Rosh Hashanah or because of Purim, all these side things, you know, they're just, you know, side things, but because really you're covered, Mikra did. You're covered because Purim behooves another Shechianu, according to the Baal HaTosis, etc. So that's the. So let's just review. So what do we say? So we started off the Shia. I told you the phrase that Ochel Dag, Biyom Dag, Nitzol Midin Dag, Din of Gehenna. And we discussed that. Then we discussed the that it's Tu B'Shvat and the idea that the fruits we make a bar parade. So we discussed Tosis. Tosis Shita is how come you don't make a mezonos on schnapps? So one teretz is because it's no mamashus, and the other teretz is only shtia. You only make if it's shtia, then you make a shahakol, always a shtia. And Rav Shakta explained. The definition of shtiyah is drinking something to quench your thirst, and that's why Rav Shakta claims that Rav Chaim Volozhiner didn't like the Hasidim make kiddush on schnapps because he held it's not to quench your thirst. So that it's not a shtiyah. Then tachyah should be a borei minei mezonos. Rav Badi held not that way. Holds not that way. That no, it's anything you drink is a shtiyah, even if it's not to quench your thirst. And Rav Badi held the ikar teretz is the other teretz of tosis that there's no mamashus. And that's why you don't make a mezonos on the thing, and then the question is if you have oranges that are planted l'shem same juice, whether you should make so some shitas hold still like Rav Shechter said you drink it to quench your thirst, so you make a shahakol. And others, Rabbi holds no, it's not. That's not the ikar teretz. The ikar teretz of tosis is what you said, Johnny. That's that if there's no mamushes by the beer, but by orange juice, there is mamushes. So he held to make Rabbi holds you should make a bar per eight on orange juice. So Johnny said, let's do the shahakol and be conservative. But Rabbi pointed out that it's not so simple to be conservative, because sometimes if you make a bar per eighths on an apple and then you can have juice afterwards and you're going to make another shahakol, it could be that that's bracha levatala, etc.
Excuse me, did you mention something about chocolate?
Chocolate, right. So, yeah. Chocolate is a whole discussion that the post of Shlomo Zalman talked about and others talk about that. That maybe that also should be a bar prayer eitz. Some say Bizman is there that we mix so much things in the chocolate, but chocolate's from a tree, so that's like the fruit of the tree. That also might be, you know, that also is a whole discussion in the poskim that should be a bar prayer eitz. The minig is not that way because it's like Rav Menashe Cohen writes, it's mixed with other things with it, you know, especially milk chocolate has milk with it. And things like that, but none of these things are so simple. And then one day we should have the shiur about drinking water. If you're drinking water, but it's not to quench your thirst, do you really make a shahakol? Or could you have in mind sometimes you have to drink water for other reasons? The Gemara says you have drinking water for you're choking on something. What about
taking a pill,
swallowing a pill? And the other question, maybe this deserves its own share, whether you're drinking because you have kidney stones and you need to drink to drink the water to pass the stones. And so you're not drinking it really to quench your thirst. You're drinking it for the stones. And so would you have to make a shahakal for that? Now that requires its own share. But it's interesting, the Pasuk in Shoftim, Ki Adam Eitz HaSadeh, the Bali Musar, always say a man is like a tree. So if you look Pashup Shad in the Pasuk, that's not what the Pasuk is saying. The Pasuk is saying just the opposite. It's a rhetorical statement. Ki Adam Eitz HaSadeh, is a man like a tree? I mean, he's not like a tree. But the Bali Musar take it b'nichusa, that a man's like a tree, that he's constantly growing and constantly, and that's the on Shavuos where Nidon on the Peiros HaIlon, and the I think the Sefer Tolas Yaakov says Peiros HaIlon doesn't just mean how much fruit there's going to be in the world today, but it means also your productivity. Like you're like a tree. A tree produces. So the Bali Musa, Bali Kabbalah, and the Bali Musa say that when you're getting judged on Shavuos, it's not just about, you know, is the tree going to produce, but it's also about your productivity, because Adam eats Hasadah. Even though, as I said, the Adam eats Hasadah in the Pasuk in Shoftim is saying just the opposite. It's a rhetorical statement. Is Adam Eitz HaSadeh? It's not Eitz HaSadeh. But the Bali Musa used it as a nichusa, that is, as an affirmative statement. So even though that might not be the Pashup Shot in the Pasuk, it certainly is an idea that a man has the ability of to be productive in this world. And that's what, you know, the Vilna Gaon was said on his deathbed. He was saying that he was crying, and the Talmidim said, why are you crying? You're the Vilna Gaon, you're going to go to Olam Haba. He says, but I'm crying because in Olam Haba you might have a lot of Shechina and this, but there's no opportunity to do anything. You can't do any mitzvahs anymore. This world is the world of opportunity, that we have to use every second in our lives to help people, to help ourselves, help our family, help other people, you know, do mitzvahs. You know, the Vilna Gaon says, in this world, I can buy, with a little bit of money, I can buy some tzitzis, I can buy an esrog, a lulav, matzahs, whatever. There's so many, thing of opportunity. And that's why he was crying. And that's why we're in this world. We have so much opportunity that sometimes that's what the Vilna Gaon says, that we're going to give a din v'cheshbon. What does a din v'cheshbon mean? So din is you do an aveira, you get a din. What's the cheshbon? Cashman means by the time that you did the Aveira, you could have done something good. You could have done something productive, and you didn't. So you get punished not only for the din, for the Aveira you did, or the time that you wasted, but you're also punished for the cheshbon of the calculation of what you could have done during this time. So those are the and Shvat is the mazel of Dli. Of the mazel of Dli is a bucket, and the Gemara says that the Dli is dolo mashke. That's why in the beginning of right, Rabbi Meza, the beginning of Parshas Dvarim, what does it say? Bashtei asar chodesh beechad lachodesh, hoel Moshe beeris haTorah hazos lemor. The 11th month, that's Shvat. Rosh Chodesh Shvat is mentioned at the beginning of Chumash Devarim. That's when Moshe was explained the Torah to them, because Shvat is the Shmuel Katalbenfeld explains in the Zichron Shmuel. That's the zman that you can be dolo mashke, and water is in mayim el Torah, and that's why I believe the Alshech says of Shmuel Katalbenfeld says that the man is Torah Bichsav. Because the mon was calculated, a certain measured amount. Like the Tosha B'Chsav, it's a certain amount of letters, a certain amount of psukim. You can't expand it. But Tosha B'Peh, you can have new svaras and new chidushim. That's like the water coming from the well. That's Parah V'Rava. And that's the Tosha B'Peh. So that's what Shmuel Katalman said. The Chodesh Shvat is Mesugal for the Tosha B'Peh. To get to learn Torah Shabbal Peh, the waters that are constantly flowing and getting greater and greater and expanding, and that's the Torah Shabbal Peh that we have the opportunity to learn and expand and be mechadesh, and you know Rav Chaim Volozhiner said that the Kesser Rosh, he says that chidushei Torah means whenever you understand something better. You thought about it, you have a better understanding of something, that's Chidushei Torah. So, and the more we learn and the more we think about what we learned, we have this opportunity of Chidushei Torah, and that's Chodesh Shvat, when Moshe Rabbeinu was Mevayer the Torah. And that's the beginning of Chumash, Devarim. So this is the month of Shvat. Hopefully, it should be a month of productivity. That Shvat is the Peiros HaIlon. And that means, as we said, not only our own Peiros HaIlon, but the productivity of the productivity of the fruits, but the productivity of the human being. And the Bez Hashem, we should be healthy. As the Rambam says, why do we, the schar that we get from mitzvahs, that's an olam haba. So what's the whole idea in the Torah saying that if you do mitzvahs, it's going to get good things are going to happen? That's a facilitator. That if Hashem sees you want to do mitzvahs, then he's going to give you good health and parnasa and things so you can continue to do good. But that's not the schar. The schar you're going to get in Olam Haba. But this is a facilitator to be able to do more. So Be'ezra Hashem, we wish everyone a good Shabbos, a good Chodesh, and Be'ezra Hashem, we should only have Bracha V'Hatzlacha, B'chol Ma'aseh Yedeinu.